Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock p.m. until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, as I always ask the listeners, especially the new listeners, please get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready so that you can follow along as we go through God's Word together on tonight. I will be delivering the Word of God on tonight's program, so you're definitely going to need your Bibles, your pens, and paper. And not only just because I'm delivering the Word, but anytime we come forth over this worldwide platform, I want you to have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along with whoever is delivering God's Word, because we don't want you to take it lightly or for granted, or we don't want you to even think for a moment that we're making up things as we go. The Word of God says, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So that's why we want you to have your Bibles, so that you can read it for yourself what thus says the Lord, what he's saying to his people, to the church on today. We always open up with prayer, so we're going to do the same thing on tonight, because we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you that you are in total control on tonight as always. We thank you that all power in heaven and earth is in your hands still. We thank you that you don't slumber nor sleep. We thank you that you are not like man. You cannot lie, fail, nor change. So that's why we come to you on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise again for who you are. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, and every listener on tonight that are saved in Jesus' name, and then all those that are going to be saved in Jesus' name on tonight. Because your word tells us plainly and clearly that all have sinned and have come short of your glory. So that's why we are so grateful on tonight for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We're thankful and grateful that through him we can be redeemed and forgiven of our sins and transgressions, and most of all, those that are spiritually blind can be saved in his name. And Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ, asking that you are moved by your Spirit, as only you can. Continue to move by your Spirit. Continue to touch, heal, and strengthen those that are sick in their minds, spirits, and bodies on tonight all over the land, as only you can. Because we know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders, even on tonight. And it's all for your glory. We also lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight, all over the land. Let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Let them feel your presence, Heavenly Father, your peace, your comfort, your compassion, your joy, your strength, as they go through their hour of bereavement. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy on tonight. We thank you even for your sufficient grace. And Heavenly Father, our prayer on tonight, that should there be any listener that are spiritually blind, that have tuned in on tonight, we know it's not by accident that they have tuned in, because your word is going to go out and it's going to accomplish everything that you have set out for it to do. It's not going to return into you void. So we pray, Lord, that you will move by your Spirit, help us to decrease on tonight so that you can increase in us as we speak, that you will speak to us through your Holy Spirit, that your people will receive your word, and that those that are spiritually blind on tonight will be able to open their own mouth, confess their sins and transgressions. They will ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight, so that they too will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill that individual God purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. So now, Lord, we pray and ask Heavenly Father that you will continue to bless each listener. You know who they are and you know where they are. You know what they stand in need of. So we thank you that you are the faithful God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can lift up our eyes and to the hills from which comes our help. Our help comes from you, the Father of lights. So we bless your name on tonight because we know that no matter what is going on in the world, you are still in total control, and all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. We thank you that that blood still works, and it will never lose its power. For this we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, and all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, again, on tonight, I will be bringing forth God's word. Before I get ready to go to God's word, we're going to do a music break. But before we do that, we always have a scripture food for thought. We always try to at least have a scripture food for thought. Tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us in a quote, coming to us in a quote by Maya Angelou. She says, "Never, never bow down to anyone or anything but to God." I like that. Matter of fact, I love it because it's the truth. And God says he's a jealous God, and we should put no other gods before him. So tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us from a quote by Maya Angelou. Once again, she quoted, "Never bow down to anyone or anything but to God." We get ready to go to our music break. And following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to get ready to God's word of tonight. And again, I pray that you have your Bibles. My main scripture is coming from John. I hope you have your Bibles. They're coming from the King James Version of the Bible on tonight. The book of John, most of you that are saved in Jesus' name, that have been saved for a while, you know this. You should know this scripture by heart. John 3:16 and then verse number 17. That's our main scripture for tonight. So we're going to go into that, but following the music break, and then we're going to go directly to God's word. Enjoy the music break on tonight. I give you praise. Why? He's worthy of our praise.
Oh my Lord. Holy Lamb. Precious Lamb. So much I owe. To you, O Lord. You sacrificed your life for me. I give you praise. I will rejoice.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I give you praise. Again, he is so worthy. Who is this he? God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator, Jesus Christ, his Son, even the Holy Spirit that lives within each one of us that are saved in Jesus' name. We owe God praise on tonight for who he is. So right now, we're going to get right into this word on tonight. Again, the main scripture, we're coming from John chapter 3, verse 16, which is a familiar scripture to most believers that have been saved in Jesus' name for any amount of time. And then we're going to also look at verse number 17. A message title for tonight is, Love is Still the Answer. Again, tonight's message title, Love is Still the Answer. And our main scripture is John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And it reads as follows. Again, I'm coming from the King James Version of the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Then verse 17 says, For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Thank God for Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. And then we turn around and we look at Jeremiah, another familiar scripture. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, another one of my favorite scriptures. Because it says to us, this is also letting us know that love is still the answer. Why? Jeremiah 29, verse 11 tells us, you know, because God, he tells us, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. What an awesome promise. Love is also still an action word. Real love is what real love does. And Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, he proved it then, and he's still proving it, his love today. He reminds us, his followers and his saints and doers of God's word. He reminds each one of us on tonight in John, in the book of John, chapter 10, verses 14 through 18. Again, the book of John, chapter 10, verses 14 through 18. We're still talking about love is still the answer. In verse 14, it says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known of mine. She's talking about them that are followers of Jesus Christ, the saints of God. Verse 15, and I'm paraphrasing right there. Verse 15, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Aren't you grateful that Jesus Christ, our great Lord and Savior, he laid down his life for you and for me? Verse number 16 says, and the other sheep, which are talking about the Gentiles, and I'm paraphrasing again, we're talking about Gentiles now. We talk about Jesus is talking about the other sheep, his other sheep. He have other sheep. I have, which are not of this fold. This is what Jesus said. Again, verse 16, and other sheep, talking about the Gentiles, you and I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd, and Jesus Christ is that one shepherd. Verse number 17 says, therefore, doeth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it up again. Verse number 18, no man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This command have I received of my Father. So I am sure that all true born again believers on tonight, worldwide, again, all true believers that are saved in Jesus' name, just love and appreciate that Jesus know that love is an action word. Aren't you grateful tonight that Jesus knew and he still know that love is an action word? Because if he did not know that love was an action word, then he would not have come down from glory. He would not have put himself in a position to be put on the cross in the form of human flesh, knowing that he's going to feel excruciating pain in his body, in his flesh. He knew that he's going to be mocked and spit upon and ridiculed and lied upon and talked about falsely. But he came down with a purpose because he knew that was an action word, that he knew that he had to do something. That goes for you and I on tonight as followers of Jesus Christ. That applies to us on tonight as well. That love is an action word. A lot of people talk about love, but love is what love does. You know, sometimes we want to be shown some love. We want to hear people tell us that they love us, but we want to see it too on display. And that's what Jesus did for the world, for you and I, for mankind. And most of all, that his Heavenly Father, our Creator, will be glorified through him, that mankind will be saved and redeemed back to God because of the work, the finished work that Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, did on the cross for us. With his own sinless, righteous, precious, and holy blood, he did it because he knew that we could not pay our sin debt, a debt that we owed, but he knew that we could not pay. Therefore, Jesus is telling us, he's telling you and I have loved you. So, in other words, because I love you, you must love one another. And some people find that so hard to do. I don't understand it. Why is it that we find it so hard to love one another? And we know that, and people quote it all the time, talking about God is love, which he is. But if we want to be followers of Jesus Christ, if we are to be examples of Jesus Christ, we are to be displaying love toward all mankind at all times, no matter what they're doing, no matter what it looks like. The Word of God tells us that we are to be imitators of Jesus Christ. So if we are imitators of Jesus Christ, we are to be doers of his word. So that's what Jesus did. He was a doer of the word. In John 13, we got to take another look at this. Again, it says Jesus is telling us, as I have loved you, so you must love one another. Again, that's found in John chapter 13, verse number 34. Again, John chapter 13, verse 34. And this is what Jesus is saying to us, the saved believers on tonight. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. I'm going to repeat that again. John chapter 13, verse 34. This is Jesus talking to his followers. A new commandment I give unto you, talking about you and I, the believers in Jesus Christ now, that has been born again, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. So we know that love conquers all. And we know that that same love of Jesus, we must have that same love that Jesus had when he was here in the flesh on earth. We must love everyone with that same love that Jesus displayed, with the right attitude and spirit that came from his heart. And he was not looking for anything in return. He did it all in humility. And that's what you and I must do. We must love without looking for anything in return. We must do it with the right attitude and spirit, and we must do it from our hearts, looking for nothing in return, but we must do it in humility or with humility. Yes, Jesus is still loving, and he's still saving and forgiving today. Aren't you grateful on tonight that our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, the Savior of the world, he is still loving, and he's still saving, and he's still forgiving on today. It's his nature. It's who he is, just like his Heavenly Father, and like we are to be as his followers. In the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 5, the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 5, Christ loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, which lets us know, without a doubt, his love today is still the world's answer for those that are still spiritually blind even more. Again, Jesus Christ's love, his love, Jesus Christ, not only does his love for us, but he loves us, and he has freed us. He's freed you, and he's freed me from our sins. He's freed us from our own selves by his own blood, which lets us know that without a doubt, the love of Jesus today is still the world's answer. And he's the answer for those that are still spiritually blind. It's more true today than ever before. There's a song that the world knows, it's a worldly song by well-known famous singer Dionne Warwick. And it's a true song, and it's still true today by Dionne Warwick. It says, the title of the song says, "What the world needs now is love, sweet love." Why? It's one of the main things lacking in the world today. Real, genuine love is truly lacking in the world today. Let us never forget. If you never get anything else out of this message on tonight, let us never forget God is love. Again, we must never forget, as believers in Jesus Christ on tonight, that God is love. And again, love is still the answer. I have a question on tonight. Can this world and the people in this world see the love of God? Can they see the love of Jesus in you on tonight? Wherever you go, in your neighborhood, on your job, in your community, whether you shop at the grocery stores or the beauty salon, where you get the women's get your hair done, and you guys, when you go to the barber shop and get your hair cut, can the world see Jesus in you? Can people see Jesus in you? Because love is still the answer. In 1 Peter, if you have your Bibles open, and I pray that you still have them open, we're going to turn now to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse 15, which lets us know, as Christians, we should always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you and I to give the reasons for the hope that you and I have with meekness and fear, or in other words, and I'm paraphrasing, reverencing and honoring God for who he is. Again, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. If you will bear with me, I'm going to get it again because I definitely want to read it again. I want to make sure I say that right. I don't want to be misquoting anything. That's why it's so important you have your Bibles and your pens and paper so you can follow along as we go through God's Word. But here in the King James Version of the Bible of 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, it says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." And that, again, that fear means reverencing who God is. Never leave the glory of God's love out or behind. I'm going to say that again because some people are missing that on today. Never leave the glory of God's love out or behind. And that's another question. Why? His love is still the answer on tonight. That's why we should never, never, ever leave the glory of God's love out or behind, because his love is still the answer for the world today. Remember always, always remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus on tonight, remember that God, he loves us, but he do not love our sins. That bears repeating. That goes for me. That goes for you. That goes for your pastor, your shepherd, your bishop, whoever your under-shepherd may be, your overseer here on earth that's feeding you the word of God. We must all remember as brothers and sisters in Christ that God loves us, but he do not love or condone sin, your sins or mine. He always has and he always will never condone sin, because that's who he is. He is love, and he cannot look upon sin. That's why he had to turn his head when his son Jesus Christ was dying on the cross, because Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, had all of our sins upon him while he was nailed on that cross. Aren't you grateful on tonight that we have the victory through Christ Jesus on tonight? All of our hang-ups, all of our habits, all of our sins and sinful ways was hung up. All of our sicknesses and disease was nailed to the cross. And that's why when Jesus rose with the victory of death, hell, and the grave in his hands, and he's now sitting at the right hand making intercession for the saints of God and the right hand of God the Father, even up to tonight, because he demonstrated his love toward us while we were yet sinners. He died for you and I. So that's why we must try to gain on a daily basis the same type of agape love that God has for us. There's a different types of and forms of love, but the agape love, the love of God, that's the type of love that Jesus Christ wants his followers to display everywhere we go, so that when people see us, they will see Jesus. Love in its truest form from his heart. And that's what we should always be striving for, to let the world see our love in its truest form from our hearts. And then finally, on tonight, because this is not a long lesson on tonight, because, again, as I said before, sometimes the Lord gives us a short word, but it's a much-needed word for such a time that we're living in. And God knows who's going to be listening, and he's listening, and he knows exactly what we all need. And his word lets us know that his word is not going to go out of void. It's going to accomplish everything that he set out for it to do, for his glory. So as we get ready to wrap up for tonight's lesson, if you, again, still have your Bibles open, we want to look at in the book of Acts. If you have your Bibles open, go to the book of Acts as I go to the book of Acts myself. You want to go to the book of Acts, and then you want to see what it says in chapter 11, verse number 23. Again, the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 23. And I'm getting there myself. Please bear with me as I turn to it myself so I can read it correctly, if you follow along with me. So we can be all getting the same message tonight, that God will be glorified through us as we receive his word, that we become doers of his word and not just hearers only. See, the word of God tells us again, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. Okay, here we go. Verse number, chapter 11. I'm just about there. Chapter 11, verse number 23. And it says to you and to me on tonight, verse number 23, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. Once again, the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse number 23, is saying to you and to me and to every believer on tonight, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. In other words, they would draw even closer unto the Lord. As the song says, just a closer walk with thee, daily walking, Lord, let me walk close to thee. And that's one of my gospel favorite hymns. I have so many, but that's one of my favorite hymns. Just a closer walk with thee, let it be. So may we all, as we get ready to close out tonight's lesson, may we all as Christians learn how to encourage one another, just like Jesus Christ did. But we must be striving on a daily basis to be Christ-like, to be Christ-minded. We are to learn, we are to be learning constantly how to encourage one another, especially those that are new babes in Jesus Christ, new believers in Jesus Christ, new converts that have just accepted Jesus Christ. When they come into your ministry, into your house of worship, whether they're on your job, in your neighborhood, maybe even in your own family, if they're new babes in Christ, we are to be encouragers. We are to encourage them to get into God's word. And if we need to, we can get into God's word with them. We are to encourage them to pray to God that he will lead them to a church that is still preaching and teaching Jesus Christ, birth, death, burial, and resurrection, that God will be glorified, so that as they receive God's word under the teaching and the unctioning of the Holy Spirit by their man or woman of God, that they can receive God's word and that they will grow, and that their faith will grow as they receive God's word, so that they can be better doers of God's word and not just hearers only. So those of us that are seasoned saints, we are to take new converts, new babes in Christ, we are to take them up under our wings. And we are to, sometimes if we need to pray with them, we need to do that. If we need to help them study God's word so they can get a better understanding and feel of God's word, because and they become doers of God's word, because God's word is still true. He says in my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. And so that's why the enemy do not want the believers to get into God's word. He knows that if we get into God's word, if we pray before we get into God's word, and the Holy Spirit take over, and the Holy Spirit starts speaking to us through God's word, then we're going to grow in God's word. And that's what the enemy do not want. He do not want to see growth in the body of Christ. He do not want to see growth in kingdom building. When God's word is going forth with power, that disturbs the enemy. So we want to keep him disturbed. Keep him in his spot. Keep him just where he is. Keep him disturbed, because that's what he's trying to do to you and me on tonight. He's trying to get us off of our base. He's trying to get us off our square. And he's trying to make us forget that love is still the answer. We got to still remember what God said in his word, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting or eternal life. So in order to remain loyal, true to the Lord, while loving him with all of their hearts, this is something else that we need to be teaching now, the new converts, the new babes in Christ. We are to be teaching them, and not only teaching them, but they should see it in us as well, how we, as faithful doers of God's word, faithful followers of Jesus Christ, how loyal we remain, no matter what we're going through, no matter what trials, what tests we face or we have to go through. While we are being doers of God's word, the new babes in Christ, the new converts, they need to see this. Not only do they need to be encouraged by us, but they need to see that when we are going through our trials and tribulations, when we're going through our health challenges, when we're going through our difficult times of paying our bills, of family issues, deaths in the family, sickness all around, when they see us holding on to our most holy faith in God, calling on the name of Jesus Christ, and holding out and holding on to God's unchanging and unfailing hands, then that would encourage them, to let them know that after all we've been through, after all they have experienced and seen us go through as Christians, even though they're babes in Christ, new converts, they have been watching you and I, and they see our faith in God, how it has increased. So that should encourage them, to let them know that no matter what they go through in life, and they're going to, if they study God's word, they too are going to find out that God's word is true. His word tells us that in this life, we're going to have trials and we're going to have tribulations. But we must be assured that through it all, when we place it all in God's hands and know that he cares for us, he tells us that we can cast all of our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. He still loves us. He wants us to know that he is love, and love is still the answer for the world today. So, on that note, I'm going to be ready to close out for tonight, and I pray that someone has received this much-needed word on tonight. I pray that it has been a blessing to the listeners on tonight. So I can only give you what God gave me. And so my time is up for this lesson on tonight, and I pray again that you have received this word. I thank God for allowing me to be able to deliver this word. And it's not that I delivered the word, it's through the Holy Spirit that I was able to deliver this word. So I'm not giving myself any credit. All the credit and glory belongs to God. My focus and our goal and aim is that you've heard the word and that you've received the word, and that now you're going to be a better follower of God's word, and you're going to be a better doer of God's word as you follow Jesus Christ. And if you try to be more Christ-like and Christ-minded, as you grow in God's word, you're going to find out, if you don't already know, that love is still the answer, and God is love. Aren't you grateful on tonight to know that God loves you no matter what? He still loves you. He still loves me. But again, we must never forget, he, even though he loves us, he do not love our sins. And again, he said that all have sinned. That goes for you, that goes for me. All have sinned and come short of his glory. So that's why we should be so grateful for our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King Jesus Christ, who is now sitting at the right hand of God making intercessions for you and I on tonight. So don't forget tonight's spiritual food for thought. It came to us from Maya Angelou. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought came to us by Maya Angelou, and she said to you and to me on tonight, and I touch and agree with this, I pray that you take this to heart, because God did say in his word that I'm a jealous God. So Maya Angelou says in her spiritual food for thought for tonight, never, never bow down to anyone or anything but to God only. And that is a powerful word on tonight. Again, I totally agree with her. So once again on tonight, I do want you all to know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, I want to give God glory, honor, and praise for allowing me to be able to come over this worldwide platform and worldwide ministry. This is my 7th year starting this month. 7 years of having guests come over this worldwide platform, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, ministers of the gospel, men and women that have been anointed and appointed by God to teach and preach his word for such a time as this. For everyone that has come across this worldwide platform, sharing their testimonies, powerful testimonies, those that God has allowed to come forth over this worldwide platform that he has blessed me to try to be a door opener for through this worldwide platform, that they will get exposure. I don't take that lightly or for granted either. So we are, again, to be a blessing. God blesses us to be a blessing to the body of Christ and to others. So I thank God for this 7th year of being over this worldwide platform, delivering God's word as the host. Then also I would like to thank God for allowing my older sister, Janice Nielsen, who resides and lives in Amherst, Massachusetts, for allowing her to see 65 years of life. Today is her birthday. So I want you all to help me wish my older sister, Janice, happy 65th anniversary. And may God bless you to see and enjoy many, many more. My older sister has had many health challenges. And recently, the same day that our brother passed away and made his heavenly transition, the same day that our older sister, who just celebrated her 65th birthday on today, was in the hospital having a pacemaker put in. But she is still here in the land of the living. What a mighty God we serve on tonight. Yes, while my brother had made his home going and his transition to be with the Lord, she was having a pacemaker put in. And that pacemaker had given her some trouble since it was put in. But we have been praying, and now God has given her the victory. And so we thank God for her recovery and her way to total health and healing, that God would be glorified through her and through her body. So we just thank God for her, my older sister, Janice Nielsen, on her 65th birthday on tonight. I do want to thank God for you, the listeners, on tonight. I don't want you all to think that I take you all lightly or for granted. I do pray constantly for you all. Although I do not know who you all are personally, some of you I do know, because some of you are members of my church where I am a member, where Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. I want to give a shout out to him, to Bishop James A. Jennings and my greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family. A special shout out and thank you to Mother Phillips, who's on the line on tonight. She's a faithful listener, one of the mothers from Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church in Detroit. Then also I'd like to give a shout out to Pastor Isaiah Tillman and First Lady Tillman from Morning Star Baptist Church, not only Bishop Jennings and the Greater Shield of Faith Church family, but also to the Morning Star Baptist Church family, and to Pastor Isaiah Tillman and First Lady Tillman of the Morning Star Baptist Church. So I don't take anyone lightly or for granted, because you all could be doing other things, but you take the time out to tune in to this worldwide ministry and platform to get a word, a fresh word, a much-needed word from the Lord for whoever is delivering God's word for the day. So God's word is so true. Aren't you glad we serve an awesome God who have a perfect track record, who never forgets, and he is a faithful God who stands on his promises. He's a promise keeper. He's not like man. He don't get amnesia. He don't say one thing one minute and forget the next minute what he said, all the different promises that he made to his children. Aren't you grateful on tonight that we serve an awesome God? Again, he never forget. He don't slumber nor sleep, and that all power in heaven and earth is in his hands, and he's in total control at all times. What a mighty, awesome God we serve. That's why we must reverence him for who he is. He's worthy to be praised. There's none like him in all the earth. I am so grateful to know that he's my Heavenly Father. And I'm so grateful to know that not only is he my Heavenly Father, but he's my sisters and brothers in Christ. Every believer that has accepted Jesus Christ as our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King as our personal Lord and Savior, we're sisters and brothers in Christ. We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ on tonight. And because of that, we know that love is still the answer on tonight. And again, God is love. So I pray again that you have received this word on tonight. I pray that it has been a blessing to you, to every listener. So again, you want to share this worldwide platform with your family and your friends, your ministries, your co-workers, your neighbors, your family members. Let them know they go to blogtalkradio.com/servants. That's with an S on the end. Servants, ambassadors, with an S on the end, vessels. Once they get there, they can always go to all of my different shows. They're all kept in archives. For my first 3 years, I was up under Kingdom Builders International Ministries with Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox and her husband, Elder QT Dox, in the Kingdom Builders Ministries. So for my first 3 years, if you want to hear any of those shows that are kept in archives, you need to go to blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. So you will get my last 4 years up on my worldwide platform, my website, which I gave out to you first. And then for the first 3 years, when I was up under Kingdom Builders International Ministries, I was on every Thursday night and every Saturday night for 2 hours instead of 1 hour. What a blessing. So I was able to have two different guests on the show each Thursday and every Saturday night delivering God's word for the first 3 years up under Kingdom Builders International Ministries. So again, that website is blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. And then my last 4 years up until this current moment, very present time, you can always go to my website that I'm currently under now. Again, the website is blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels. And all of these shows are kept in archives as well. So if you missed the show, you always want to go back and listen to some of the previous guests that have come over this worldwide platform delivering God's word and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. That's why I'm sharing this information with you now. So that you and your family members and friends or co-workers or neighbors can always go back to the different archives up under this worldwide platform and ministry and be blessed by God's word to his men and women that he has anointed and appointed and he's using for such a time as this that we're living in these last and evil days. So we're going to go ahead and close out in prayer as we always do. I'm asking our listeners, if you will please continue to lift up our president, continue to lift up our world leaders, because the word of God tells us that as Christians, we are to constantly be praying not only for our government leaders, we need to be constantly praying for our pastors and our shepherds. We need to be constantly praying for our, care workers, the nurses and doctors and the law enforcement officers, the EMS technicians and drivers that drive people back and forth to the hospital, nursing home care workers, caregivers, and those that are working in the grocery stores. We don't want to leave out those that are sanitation workers that come to our houses and pick up our garbage and trash to keep our streets clean and free of rats. We need to be praying for those essential workers that take their time out of mail carriers, those that deliver the mail to our homes and our businesses. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer. So we are to be praying one for another. So the word of God says that the fervent of prayers of the righteous still availeth much. So much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. If you're going to complain, don't pray. But if you're going to pray, don't complain. So we need to be reminded at all times, as we close out again, we do it to close out for tonight, we need to be reminded one more time that love is still the answer and that God is love. and that God, he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and our soon coming King, that he loved the world so much, mankind, you and I, that he came down from glory. He wanted to please God the Father, and he wanted mankind to be redeemed and restored back to God. And the only way that that can happen was he had to come down in the form of flesh, which he did. And he paid your sin debt and my sin debt on the cross with his sinless and precious and righteous and holy blood, because he knew, again, that it was a debt that we could not pay, but it was a debt that he did not owe, but he paid it. Aren't you glad that Jesus paid it all on the cross? Through him, through his death, burial, and resurrection, we have the victory. We have total victory on tonight. Aren't you grateful on tonight that you have total victory through Christ Jesus? I know I am. We're going to close out in prayer. Please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for letting us know, according to your word, that love is still the answer, and that you are love. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and our soon-coming King, for his finished work on the cross. And we thank you that through his work on the cross, we have total victory. Heavenly Father, we just bless your name that through his blood, we know that blood still works and it will never lose its power. And Father, we thank you again for who you are. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. You don't slumber, you don't sleep. You never forget. You are a faithful God. You have a perfect track record for always keeping your word, for being a promise keeper to your people. We love you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for loving us first and in spite of ourselves. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us. So now, Lord, we continue to lift up all those that are still spiritually blind on tonight. It's our prayer, hope, and desire that they have received this word on tonight, that if they did not know before now, that they know that you is love and that you love even them, and that only through Jesus Christ can they be saved. Because the finished work that he did on the cross, even for them that are spiritually blind on tonight, that they too can be saved, because we know that it is not your desire that any souls be lost. And that's my desire on tonight. That's the desire that every man and woman that comes forth over this worldwide platform delivering God's word, and every believer in Jesus Christ on tonight over this worldwide platform that tunes in quickly, who is truly saved in Jesus' name, is not our desire that any souls be lost. So the choice is yours on tonight. Whose report are you going to believe on tonight? Do you believe that love is still the answer, that God is love? I do. And I thank God that I have some faithful witnesses on the line on tonight that believe that same report, that God is love, and God is displaying his love through Jesus. He has already displayed and demonstrated his love toward you and I, that while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ, he died for us. He died for you, and he died for me. I am so grateful. I know I'm not alone on tonight. Our hearts are so full of gratefulness and gratitude toward our Lord and Savior and soon coming King Jesus Christ for his finished work on the cross. He did not have to do it, but he did. He could have called legions of angels to come down and rescue him while he was on the cross. But because of love, he stayed on the cross, because he knew he came down from glory with a purpose. And that was to save us, to save our souls from eternal hell and eternal damnation, that we can be restored back to our Heavenly Father and our Creator. What a blessing to know that we're saved in Jesus' name, and we're now joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We're those of us that are Gentiles in Jesus Christ. We too have the right. We have the rights of every believer in Jesus Christ, even before the Gentiles came into this, on the scene. We're now joined as with Jesus Christ, because we too have taken on his name, because we have accepted him. And we have asked him to come into our hearts, because we believe in our hearts that Jesus Christ is God's Son, and that he came down and he died for you and me. He paid our sin debt with his own blood. What an awesome God we serve on tonight, that he lets us know how much he truly loves us in spite of ourselves, even though we don't deserve it. He lets us know in his word that he loves us and that he is love, and that we should love ye one another. We are to be mind. We are to if we are to be Christ-like, we are to be Christ-minded. And then when we are Christ-minded and we are trying to be Christ-like, guess what we're going to do? We're going to do exactly what God's word says. We're going to love one another just as Christ has loved us. So on tonight, again, Heavenly Father, I pray that you continue to bless your people as only you can. Continue to have your way in each one of our lives, individually, and then the corporate body of believers, that we can all come on one accord, touch and agree with your word, that those that are spiritually dying will see Christ Jesus in each one of us, and they will ask the question, what must I do to be saved? And that we can truly give them an answer according to your word. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We love you. We bless your name because you're worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. All those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, until the next time, we're going to continue to be blessed of the Lord. You want to tune in this coming Saturday night on the 4th of July. Even though it's a holiday, we're still going to be coming over the airways delivering God's word. God's word do not take a holiday. We're going to, because God don't take holidays. Aren't you grateful that God don't take holidays like man do? I'm so grateful that God don't take holidays. So on the 4th of July, Independence Day, Deacon Marvin Cox will be bringing forth God's word at 8 o'clock p.m. He always shares with us inspirational poems first. So he's going to do the same thing on this coming Saturday night. Saturday night, he's going to share with us another inspirational poem. And then he's going to go into God's word, delivering another word from the Lord as God gives him to give to us, his people, on this coming Saturday night. So you want to tune in and be blessed this coming Saturday night. So once again, I want to thank God for you, the faithful listeners that have been tuning in for 7 straight years to this worldwide ministry platform. Because guess what? As I try to be a blessing to you, believe it or not, you all are a blessing to me. So that's why we must continue to encourage one another in the words of the Lord. We are to continue to lift each other up in prayer. Because guess what? We are our brother and our sister's keeper. We do need each other. We need to be constantly praying for the strength of our brothers and sisters in Christ, that our strength and our faith in God never fails. So we're going to close out tonight with the song, one of my favorite songs, Cover Me, Lord. Again, so I thank God for his word that lets us know that we're saved in Jesus' name. And once we're saved in his name, nothing can ever pluck us out of his hands. And that the blood of Jesus still works. And it will never lose its power. So that's why we can truly say, cover me, Lord. So until this coming Saturday night, continue to know that I love you, know that God loves you, and even more, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Cover me, Lord, with protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me.